Is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, joined by Don Smith, president of the Regional Industrial Development Corporation, better known as RIDC, the acronym. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
I am very anxious to talk to you, my friend, because I think this whole region has a lot vested in our communities, and the Mon Valley, it seems to be a subject of conversation because there are a lot of people here that would like to see this designated as a federal energy community and other things that would help boost and maintain the Mon Valley. So let's start there. In the Pittsburgh Business Times, an article about the election being over, now it's time for the Mon Valley to have a recovery plan. Don, where do you stand with this Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel potential merger or sale to this Japanese company?
Well, Larry, I think, you know, the Mon Valley has a long tradition of being a steel production center, and unfortunately not to the scale that it was. We already saw the U.S. Steel investment in the new mill go to Arkansas instead of Braddock. And the Nippon Steel promises to invest over $1 billion. We'll keep that mill and the over 3,000 union steel jobs in the Mon Valley, here in the Mon Valley, as well as adding a headquarters. Nippon would move their headquarters from Houston to Pittsburgh. You know, we're very supportive of our friends in labor. The trades are a great partner with us in redeveloping the region. But we need to keep these union jobs here in southwestern Pennsylvania. And the Nippon Steel deal certainly seems to be the best way to do that.
What are you hearing is the pushback? Now, we've heard at some point President Biden and then Kamala Harris when she was running and then Donald Trump say they were opposed to this deal. And one of the things, as I understand it, this is a private company, but it has to be vetted for security concerns. What concerns would there be with an ally as strong as Japan? Do you know?
Well, I mean, I think any time you have a U.S. asset that's as important as U.S. Steel owned by a foreign entity, that's a, you know, a cause for reflection. But we do have a very strong alliance with Japan. There's probably no better ally that we have, particularly in the battle, the economic battle against China. Japan is a strong ally that's very aligned with us. And Nippon has, you know, they've operated a steel mill that they acquired just 45 minutes from Pittsburgh and reinvested and made that work. And so I think you always want to be careful, but Nippon has a great track record. They're a good company, and that $1 billion of investment is absolutely essential to keeping the Edgar Thompson Works open and productive for years to come.
There are generational employees that would like to stay here, as you mentioned. So I'm guessing, because we're hearing more and more from the rank and file that they want this deal to go through and hoping it's not a dead deal, do you have any idea when we might get word?
I don't know. There's a lot of rumors going around, Larry, and it could be, you know, could be before Christmas if the Biden administration gets the recommendation from CFIUS, or it could be early in the new year. And of course, we're hopeful here in the region that it does go through, so that we can protect those union jobs and we can keep that investment. And you know, and we also don't talk about there are a lot of companies that take the steel that is produced at Edgar Thompson and turn it into other products located in our region, and losing that mill would be a big blow to them and their competitiveness as well. So it's not just those really important union steelworker jobs, but it's all the companies that depend on the mill for feedstock for the other products they make in our region.
And I thought it was interesting, and by the way, we're talking to Don Smith, RIDC. I thought it was interesting that last week, actually last Thursday, there was a post that came that Elon Musk, you know, shared from Donald Trump suggesting that, you know, any company that wants to, or individual, well, I'll read it for you. Any person or company investing $1 billion or more, that part in all caps, in the United States of America will receive fully expedited approvals and permits, including but in no way limited to all environmental approvals. Then all caps, get ready to rock. Okay, $18+ billion is at stake here for the United States.
Yeah, I think we should get ready to rock. I mean, unfortunately, we weren't ready as a region to really rock with the previous investment. We missed that from U.S. Steel. We don't want to miss this opportunity. And let's be clear, if that mill shuts down, it's never coming back.
No.
We've learned that in places like Duquesne and McKeesport. We can't just sort of say someone else will come in. And I think the important part of that announcement from Elon Musk is we really desperately need to improve our permitting processes. You look at what we can do when we really put our mind to it, like the Fern Hollow Bridge in the city of Pittsburgh. That was rebuilt and open in less than a year. Normally, it takes 2 years to permit a bridge like that. We need to clear the red tape so that that investment can go and drive our economy forward and provide jobs for our residents.
Yeah, and yesterday we saw President-elect Donald Trump with the head of SoFi, or the Bank of Japan.
SoftBank.
SoftBank, thank you. And initially, $100 million investment in our country, and then he prompted, Donald Trump prompted him to say, why not $200 billion? So they're from the same country. The money's coming in. Why not U.S. Steel? I'm really confused on what the issue is.
It is a little hard to understand. I mean, I'm sure it's unfortunately much bigger than southwestern Pennsylvania. And so, you know, the Steelworkers National Union has their reasons for being against this deal. But when you talk to the rank and file locally, they want this deal. They want the investment. They want to keep those jobs here and keep producing great steel.
And they need to reach out to their elected officials, and if they haven't already, let them know ASAP. So what else do you envision for the Mon Valley for the future?
Well, you know, Larry, the Mon Valley really came to be because of the steel industry, and that was because rivers and rail were the dominant transportation modes, and the Mon Valley has those in abundance. But today it's really about people and goods moving by trucks and cars. The Mon Fayette Expressway has been on the books for literally 50-plus years. We need to complete that project. We need to make sure that the East Busway extends into the Mon Valley so that the transportation infrastructure is there to facilitate the investment. And then, you know, we have a lot of federal money being spent on programs, and all those politicians who came to visit us as a region during the election, none of them left any checks. We need to get our share of that federal money for investments in things like housing and transportation and site preparation in the Mon Valley to enable this really important region, not only in southwestern Pennsylvania, but in our country historically, to really revitalize and enjoy the kind of economic success that you're seeing in other parts of our region and other parts of the country.
Well, hopefully the promises made will be kept about supporting financially, you know, the regeneration, and in particular, the Mon Valley's kind of in the spotlight right now. And I appreciate you coming on, Don. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Have a great day.
We will talk again. Don Smith, president of the Regional Industrial Development Corporation, RIDC.